This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The 11th International Day of Yoga will be observed across the globe today. The main celebration will be organized by the Ministry of Ayush in Visakhapatnam, which will be attended by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. As part of the celebrations, entry to all Archaeological Survey of India monuments will be free of cost for the public. More from our correspondent.
To celebrate the International Yoga Day, thousands of participants will come together to practice yoga at iconic historical sites including Purana Kila in Delhi, Gol Gumbad in Karnataka, Konark Sun Temple in Odisha, Chittorgarh Fort in Rajasthan and Elephanta Caves in Maharashtra. On the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lead the national celebration from Visakhapatnam. He will participate in the common yoga protocol session at the beachfront of Visakhapatnam with over 3 lakh participants at the Visakhapatnam venue, synchronized with over 10 lakh locations across the country under the Yoga Sangam Initiative. Several Union ministers, along with other key dignitaries, will also attend the celebrations at various locations across the country. With Pallavi Parmar, Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
कुछ लोग सोचते हैं योग के लिए flexibility चाहिए, लेकिन flexibility तो सोच में होनी चाहिए ना? ना कोई बंधन, ना कोई body type. बचपन हो या पचपन, wheelchair हो या work from home, योग सबका हक है.
योग जीवन से जब जुड़ता है, एक सहज क्रिया बन जाता है. तो वो प्रतिपल उसका बेनिफिट देता रहता है.
आइए इस 21 जून हम सब हिस्सा बने अंतर्राष्ट्रीय योग दिवस का और करें स्ट्रेच एंड चिल योग के साथ.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects in Bihar and Odisha yesterday. Addressing the gathering after launching projects worth 18,600 crore rupees in Odisha, the Prime Minister said Naxal menace in the country would come to an end soon. He said the BJP government at the centre has reduced the number of Naxal-affected districts in the country to fewer than 20.
बीते वर्षों में हमने आदिवासी समाज को हिंसा के माहौल से बाहर निकालकर विकास के नए पथ पर ले जाने का काम किया. इसी का नतीजा है कि आज नक्सली हिंसा का दायरा देश में 20 से भी कम जिलों तक सिमट गया है.
The PM expressed hope that Odisha will become a developed state by 2036 and as envisioned in the Odisha Vision Document 2036 unveiled by him. Earlier in the day, the Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth around 5,900 crore rupees at Sivan in Bihar. Addressing a public meeting at Jasoli in Sivan, the Prime Minister said, NDA is a symbol of development as it has led Bihar to the path of prosperity and rapid growth during the past 11 years. A flight carrying 290 Indian nationals arrived in New Delhi last night. The flight came from Iran as part of Operation Sindhu, launched to evacuate Indian nationals from Iran in view of the deteriorating situation due to the ongoing conflict between Israel and Iran. Indian nationals in Iran have been advised to stay in touch with the Indian embassy in Tehran through its emergency helpline and with the 24/7 control room established by the Ministry of External Affairs in New Delhi. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi met with European foreign ministers in Geneva to try to prevent further conflict with Israel. The talks included officials from France, the UK, Germany and the EU. European leaders urged Iran to return to negotiations and avoid escalation. They said Iran showed willingness to discuss its nuclear program and broader issues, including with the US. Mr. Rakshi called the talk serious and respectful and said Iran is open to diplomacy if Israeli attacks stop. He also criticized European countries for not condemning Israel's actions. It was the first confirmed face-to-face meeting between Western and Iranian officials since the start of the hostilities. India's javelin star Olympic gold medalist Neeraj Chopra won the Paris Diamond League title with a strong first throw of 88.16 metres. Germany's Julian Weber, who had beaten Neeraj in recent meets, came second with 86.2 metres. Brazil's Luiz Mauricio da Silva finished third with 86.62 metres. This was Neeraj's first competition in Paris since 2017, where he had finished fifth. The Paris event is the eighth stop in the 2025 Diamond League, which will end in Zurich in August. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast isolated heavy rainfall in several areas of northwest India for the next few days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.